Hello and welcome to the Match Day podcast, your audio guide to Manchester United's next league game. Today we will focus on Saturday's trip to Tyneside to take on Newcastle for the 3 o'clock kickoff. I'm Helen Evans from MUTV and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio today by two journalists from ManUnited.com, Nathan Thomas and Ben Hibbs. Okay, firstly, two good results in the past week, the 4-1 victory over Aston Villa and of course the 1-1 draw with Bayern Munich. Does that give us a bit more confidence going into this league game?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the win against Villa was pretty comprehensive in the end, and I think recently on the road we've done well, so I think we should go to Newcastle with a lot of confidence. We've been playing some really good football away from home, I think. I think we can go there and get a result. And obviously Newcastle, they come off the back of a bit of a hiding from Southampton, so. No reason why we can't go there and get a good result, and that would set us up nicely for the midweek Champions League game.
I think the result on Tuesday will be really important. You know, the fact that we've come out as equals to Europe's best at the minute, and it's been, you know, this season we've not really pieced a good winning run together, and that's massively important because we've looked shorn of confidence for most of the year, and it was an impressive win against Villa. It was good to get some goals there, and then we did really well against Bayern. And a couple of weeks ago, I sort of looked at this game and having been beat by Liverpool and City and thought, you know, it's a potential banana skin. But I think, you know, after Newcastle have had a couple of bad defeats in recent weeks against Everton and Southampton, so they're not going to be, full of confidence. They've lost a key player in Kabay, I think we can go there. I'm confident we can go there and win.
The game back here in December, of course, it was a 1-0 win for them at Old Trafford. Do you have much memory of that, Ben? All those losses, have you just put out of your mind now?
I tried to block them out, to be honest. But there seemed to be, that sort of came as a flurry of some bad results at Old Trafford, really. And I think that, we just have to sort of put that out of our minds and we're looking ahead now, really. And I think we have to take the results from the last few games where we've played some decent football. I think we just have to take that forward. I'd be quite interested to see Wan-Mata and Shinji Kagawa join up again and sort of get some good sort of passing moves going, because I think they played some really good stuff against Villa. So yeah, I'd be keen to see that, but I think we should just forget about some of those losses that we had earlier in the season.
Well, Kabay scored that only goal of the game that day, and he's of course moved to PSG now. How much does that weaken their side?
I think considerably so. I think he was, don't think it'd be too much to say he was the heartbeat of their team. He's a real quality player, and I think they were probably put in a position where when you've been offered 90 million, they sort of, they had to sell. But I think they've missed him in the past couple of weeks. He just provided that ingenuity in the midfield that they've not got, and he could score as well, right foot, left foot. So, I think they really do miss him, and it'll probably be difficult to find a replacement in the summer. Although they do have quite a good track record of rooting these players out from nowhere, but certainly it'll benefit us, him not being there, because he's a type of midfielder that is difficult to keep a hold of. So I don't think they'll be going to this game, holding too much hopes. But, we saw United play Bayern on Wednesday and do really well. So you never quite know what you're going to get when you're going to St James's Park. So, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, the Reds are chasing a 10th away win in the Premier League this season. No other club has done that yet, with Arsenal and Spurs also on 9 away victories. That's so far. Can we take some encouragement on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think you look at, we've got the best away record in the Premier League this season, and that just makes it seem all the more bizarre, really. I think why we've struggled at home, but I think there's a lot less pressure when you go away, and I think you look at our away support, and they're always fantastic and making plenty of noise. So I think we just go away from home and we don't play with the same sort of, I don't know, concerns or about the expectations that are here at Old Trafford. So I think we've got every reason to think that we're going to go there and get another good result.
It's an interesting one, really, why we haven't performed as well at home, because we went to Crystal Palace the week and, it was pretty comfortable, and you see Chelsea losing, and Crystal Palace did really well against them. It wasn't sort of a smash and grab. So it is a difficult one to fathom why, but they must take confidence from the fact that we're able to do so well away, and perhaps the performance against Bayern, because it wasn't just a result that was important. We played really well, as well. So hopefully they'll take encouragement from that, And, you know, if we can win against Newcastle, you know, that's three, you know, really good results on the spin. So going into Bayern and going into the end of the season, you know, that's obviously positive. And if we can finish the season, although it's probably not going to, it's not going to make much difference where we finish, you know, if we've gone in to finish the season, you know, the back of four straight wins and maybe having beat, you know, knocked out Bayern, you know, there's going to be such a better feeling around the place than if we go in, you know, on a low note. So, yeah, hopefully we can take the encouragement of the past week and get a good result on Tyneside.
I suppose the biggest nightmare for David Moyes, considering the two games are so close together, would be any injuries against Newcastle, particularly at the back.
Yeah, and I think that's something he has. You know, you have to be really careful of. But it's difficult if you go into a game sort of thinking you're going to hold back. I think that can also, you know, that can affect your momentum as well. Nathan was just saying there that you want to sort of build that momentum. So I think it'd be good to go in there and just, and, you know, probably let the players go out and just try and enjoy the game and take the game to them and build up a bit of confidence, perhaps score a few goals. But yeah, I think at the back, that's where we do have problems. So I think he'll just try to make sure we nurse players through that game.
Now, Alan Pardew got that 3-match ban for his headbutt, and they've not done too well when he wasn't on the sidelines. Do you think that's going to be a boost for them, having him back, or what do you put their form, the bad form, down to over the last few weeks?
It's difficult to say. Obviously, we've touched on Kabay, he's obviously really important, but perhaps he do miss his fiery personality on the touchlines, you know, to get them G'd up. You know, hopefully he won't be headbutting any of our management or coaching staff this weekend, but, you know, maybe he will, you know, provide that difference. And there's so many.
So maybe he will headbutt somebody.
You know, well, maybe he will, I don't know. Headbutt
Fred camp, the Red, but, maybe.
But yeah, you know, he's seen, as all managers have seen this year, that, you know, United, you know, can be beatable, and, you know, he'll be putting that into his players' mind beforehand. But, you know, from our point of view, I really can't see him having that much impact. And, yeah, let's hope he doesn't headbutt anyone.
OK, week to week from now on, I'm going to ask you where you think the Reds will finish in the league this season. So, as things stand today, Ben, firstly, what league position?
I'm going to say sixth.
OK.
I think seventh. I reckon I looked at Spurs' run, I reckon. Even though they were atrocious at Anfield, I reckon they're going to rack up the wins between now and the end of the season. So, yep, seventh.
OK, and while we're making predictions, scoreline for the game on Saturday?
3-0 United and a Pardew headbutt.
Well, I can't really compete with that. No, I'm going to go one better. I'm going to say 4-0.
Very
no headbutts.
Well, finally, let's hear from one of the United players hoping to be involved in this weekend's game.
As a team, as Manchester United, you have to win every game. And yeah, you want to win every game, and so for us it's also the game Newcastle is important, and I think every game is important, and we have to try to win every game.
And how much have you enjoyed your recent spell in the team?
Yeah, good. Start to play games now for me is good. I have a good feeling. I do well in the three games, and yeah, I want to keep this level up, and I want to be better every game.
Is that important for you to play back-to-back matches to kind of get your form and your fitness up to the level you require?
Yeah, of course. How more games you play, how better you are. And yeah, I think it's for every player. Now I start to be getting more games and my feeling getting better. I think it's normal. If you play more games, you're gonna play better than if you don't play games.
Has it been difficult then in the past, coming in for a game and then maybe sitting out three or four or five and then coming in again, a difficult situation?
Yeah, that's difficult. You see, when I play now three games in maybe 2 weeks, you see I play better, and it's more easy to play if you play more games than if I play one game and then 1 month no games, and then so that's easier to play if you play more games.
Okay, that is all for now. My thanks to Ben and to Nathan. Don't forget you can keep up to date with the champions on manunited.com, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Instagram. See you again next week.